Welcome back here on Radio on the Go. We're joined by the head coach of West Fork Girls Wrestling, Oney Prestige. And coach, what a night for the Warhawks. You go 2-1 here tonight, wins over both BCLUW and Eagle Grove, and then scored against a really good Clear Lake team. Two falls in that match. What stood out to you from this night here in your home gym, a season opener?
We have a very, very young and energetic team. The biggest thing that we asked going into tonight was punch first and punch hard. Every single one of our girls seemed to get the first attack, seemed to get the first tie-up, and it was their tie-up. It was their attack. That's all we can ask. The biggest thing is seeing what wrestling is like. They've seen it now. They were junior high wrestlers last year. That's not wrestling. That's just junior high kids going out and seeing what can happen. This was a team that finally got to be able to open their eyes to what high school girls wrestling is.
And for your team, two great wins here tonight, and what a performance for your senior, Fernanda Ramirez. Three falls in her first three matches of the year. Can't ask for a better start to your senior year.
Fernanda's one of our two seniors that have been with us for, this will be their 4 years. Presley Dickman, she's going through some medical stuff right now. Both seniors have put so much time in the offseason, so much time in other sports, not just to be good athletes, but they just want to be the best at everything they do. Presley's a four-sport athlete, spending hours and hours in the summer during softball and weightlifting. Fernanda just got off a rugby season where she was basically running and wrestling the whole time. They're great leaders for our young team because they saw when West Fork Wrestling was nothing. They saw when West Fork Wrestling was just a couple girls. Now we've built it to a tradition. We've got a family, and it's good.
And the mentorship you've seen from these two seniors, you mentioned they've been with this program as long as you can be with the program for the 4 years. You have a really young group going into this season, a lot of freshmen learning how to wrestle. The mentorship you've seen here preseason and tonight with your first competition.
I want these girls to ask questions. Ask questions. We've got a coaching staff. We've got older wrestlers in the room. If we just look at our coaching staff as coaches, We're lacking. We need girls who have been here to help coach and mentor. Now we've just doubled our coaching staff from 4 to 8 with our upperclassmen. And just seeing, you know, obviously there's some tough matches. We've got some girls who went out and wrestled, some freshman girls who went out tonight and wrestled some state qualifiers. That's going to happen. But to be able to go out and compete when your friends who are worried about embarrassment, when your friends are worried about the spotlight, when they can see that you went out on your own and competed and did everything you could, and you're smiling at the end, man, that's what this is about.
I wanted to give you props, Coach, being at the quad here on Monday night, how active you are on the edge of the mat. I wanted to give you props on that, what that's like on the edge of the mat, coaching your girls in the midst of matches.
It's hard to sit down. I know I see a lot of coaches and that's their style, but when I see our girls wrestle, I'm a fan. I want to be a part of the match. I want to be able to cheer them on at their biggest moments. I mean, every single one of these girls in the end of the season, no matter what, have gained my respect just for walking in the room. Every single one has gained my respect, and the town's respect and the school's respect, because it's not an easy thing. So no matter what happens or who it is, I'm going to give every single one of our athletes every stitch of energy that I have, because they're doing it for our team. They're doing it for themselves. So I got to be able to do it for them.
From what you noticed from tonight's three matches, an area of wrestling that you feel your team needs to take that next step in ahead of your next meet.
Too many girls tonight touch our legs on our feet. Too many girls took shots on us, and we just let them take us down. We've got to be able to react, and I don't know what that's going to look like this week. Probably just going to work on sprawling drills. But, man, when you haven't had to wrestle, or when you haven't had to wrestle a top-notch kid that comes in and hammers your knees or your thighs, man, you're not used to that. But being able to get through that, being able to get over that fear of what if, man, we got to make sure that we're putting the right tools in the toolbox to make that happen.
Looking ahead to your next duels, what that looks like and the amount of time you have to prepare for that.
So the next duel, I believe, is next Monday. We travel up to Northwood, Kensett, where we see three more teams. And this weekend on Saturday, we go to Emmitsburg, which turns out to, you know, we went there last year. The numbers were lacking. Well, now that they've classified the state, you're looking at a lot more 1A teams going to 1A tournaments, you know. So you're starting to see a lot more 1A competition. When we look at Emmitsburg, we just got to be able to see what a tournament feels like. You know, at regionals, you're going to go 0-2 and now you're out. At a duel, hey, if I lose, I still got another match with the next team, no matter what. So seeing what a true tournament looks like. Next week, when we travel up to Northwood, you know, there's some teams just like tonight where there's a lot of open spots. You know, we have open spots. And instead of looking at winning the duel, we got to start looking at winning matches and positions. If I can win the position, I move on to the next position and win that one. I'm not worried about what the 6-minute mark looks like. If we win positions and moments, that's going to be biggest for us.
Final thoughts, Coach. It's a great start to the year for Warhawk Girls Wrestling. Out to a 2-1 start following your opening quad of the season on Monday night at home.
Hey, all I want to do is say thank you to everybody. Thank you to my coaching staff. Thank you to my girls for trusting me. Thank you to the parents who come out. Thank you to our school for allowing this opportunity. Every single year at the banquet, I talk about my daughters. They're young, but these girls are my daughter's heroes. My daughters were here screaming at the side of the mat. One of them's 3, and she has no idea why she's screaming. She just sees her babysitters out there wrestling, and she's yelling at it. So I want to thank my girls for being heroes to my kids.
Well, Coach, congrats on a great start to the year, and best of luck as the development continues for your team as you get ready for your tournament on Saturday and next set of duels coming up next week.
Hey, thanks, brother. Thanks for being here. Enjoy it.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of West Fork Girls Wrestling, Oney Prestige, joining us here on Radio On The Go.